The Word of God is living. It is powerful, infallible, indestructible, incorruptible, and it will work mightily in me.
And now, your host, Pastor Jerry Maya Williams, from the service Already in Progress.
Today, I'm continuing with the series, Victory Over Sickness. And today, I'm calling this message, A Picture of Health. A Picture of Health. In Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, and he said, that is, God said, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight and give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you. I am Jehovah Rapha. Now I want us to look at verse 15, verse 26 again, because I want you to get this. And then we're going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. It's important to get this. God has just delivered Israel out of the bondage and slavery of Egypt. And he says to them, if you diligently heed to the voice of the Lord your God and do that which is right in his sight, give ear to all his commandments and keep all his statutes, then I will not bring upon you, this is important, every sickness that come upon you, every disease that you contract. It didn't come from God. God says, I won't bring it. And if you got it, I didn't bring it to you. Now, if you are diligently giving heed to the voice of the Lord your God, come on, and you know you're living right, you're doing what's right in his sight, you're giving ear to his commandments, and you're keeping all of his statutes, God says when sickness and disease come, I didn't do it. I will put none of the diseases on you which I brought on the Egyptians. Why? I am the Lord who heals you. I am Jehovah Rapha. Now, if you flip over to Deuteronomy chapter 7, my second foundation scripture, Deuteronomy chapter 7, and I want you to look at verse 15. And the Lord will take away from you all sickness. Some of you are starting to get it already. How can he be the one who put it on you and be the same one who's going to take it from you? Come on. Our God takes it from us. He don't put it on us. And the Lord will take away from you all sickness and will afflict you with none of the terrible diseases of Egypt which you have known, but will lay them on those who hate you. Hear the word of the Lord again. God says, I will not put these diseases upon you that I brought upon the Egyptians, because you're not Egyptians. You're my people, and I am your Lord. I am the Lord who heals you. I am Jehovah Rapha. He says, I will take away from you all sickness, and I will afflict you with none of these terrible, and this word terrible or evil diseases, horrible diseases, loathsome diseases. None of these terrible diseases of Egypt, which you have known. When did they know it? When they lived in Egypt. They knew what it was to have sickness and disease as slaves. God says you knew about those diseases when you're in Egypt. but you're not in Egypt any longer. How many are glad about that, that you're not in Egypt any longer? But I will lay, God says, I'm not going to put them on you, but I will lay them on those who hate you. Now, last week we began by looking at a truth in Romans chapter 5, that when Adam sinned, sin entered the human race, and sin was brought on all of Adam's descendants. Is that right? Likewise, Jesus Christ's obedience unto death on the cross, it brought life and health to all those who would believe God's word. Is that right? Now, here in Exodus, rather, chapter 15, verse 26, we read God's very first conditional promise he ever made to Israel when he delivered them from Egypt. After their redemption from Egypt, the first thing God did, it says, I'm going to make you a promise. And the promise is, if you just diligently heed to the voice of the Lord your God, if you just do what's right in my sight, if you just give ear to my commandments, if you keep all my statutes, I will not bring upon you any of the diseases that I brought upon the Egyptians who hated you. Stay with me. If you obey God's word, God says, I will not bring sickness and disease on you. He said, but in fact, you will have victory over sickness. In other words, you will be a picture of health. I was talking to a young man from out of state just on Friday who was training for a triathlon. And he said, Pastor Jerry, I was the picture of health. These were his words. And I knew he's confirming my message because I had already prepared my message. He says, I was training every day for this triathlon, and I went in for a routine colonoscopy. And they discovered that I had stage 2 colon cancer. Long story short, I'll fast forward it. He says, I underwent the procedure, and now I'm cancer-free, but I did the triathlon. I ran, I swam, I cycled, I did that triathlon, and my wife and my kids were out there cheering me on, but I did it because I felt like I was a picture of health. Now, this expression, picture of health, is an idiom in the English language. An idiom is an expression, the language peculiar to a person or a group. For example, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, Peter says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy people, a peculiar people, who should show forth the praises of him who brought you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now, Peter clearly says that believers should be peculiar. And to be peculiar means there's something distinctive. There's something different from you than the rest. Now, in Exodus chapter 19, and you can write this down. I'm going to try to speed this up. When God brought Israel out of Egypt, out of the bondage, the degradation, the destitution, and the darkness that they were facing, He says, I want you to be a treasure of people to me. I want you to be a treasure to me above all the people in the earth. He says, I want you to be a holy nation, a nation of priests. In other words, God was saying, you're to be peculiar from the rest of the nations. And as believers in Christ, we are peculiar from the rest of the world. Come on. We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Now, Israel failed that vision. Israel never became a nation of priests. Israel never became a holy people. But through Christ, you and I have. Are you hearing me? We are peculiar. We're different. We're distinctive from the rest of people. Now, we may get sick, but we don't have to stay sick, because we have the promise that he did not put it on us. And we have the promise further that he would take it away from us. And why would he do that? He said this, if you diligently heed to my voice, just listen to what I'm saying to you. Don't just listen to your doctor or your care provider. Listen to what I'm saying to you. And live right. Do that which is right in my sight. Give ear to my commandment. Do you understand what it means to give ear to his commandment? Well, we'll get to that in just a moment. But he says, give ear to my commandment and keep all my statutes. And he says, I will not bring upon you the diseases that I brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you. And I am the one who will take sickness from you. And I'm going to put it on those who hate you. That's a picture of health. That's a picture of health. It's an idiom. But it's peculiar to us as believers. Now, many of us take good care of ourselves, at least we try. You know, many of us are enrolled in wellness programs. Many of us, we engage into preventative health activities. You may go to gym, you might exercise, or you take different physical fitness classes. Some eat right, some take supplements and vitamins. We do a lot of things to prevent sickness. But God has a condition for preventative health. Turn to Proverbs chapter 4. God has some preventative health conditions, and we need to be aware of those conditions. Proverbs chapter 4. Look at the 20th verse. My son, that means you. See, there's neither male nor female in Christ. See, all of God's children are sons. My son, give attention to my words. I'm going to go real slow because I want you to get this. I'm talking about God's preventative health conditions so that you can be a picture of health. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. What is God saying? First thing God is saying is pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention to what I'm saying. Pay attention to what I am doing. God says, pay attention to my words. Then he says, incline your ear to my saying. To incline your ear is to stretch the ear or to prick up the ear. Everybody grab your ear and do this. This is what God is saying. Incline your ear to what I'm saying. You've been listening to everybody else and everything else, but God is saying you need to listen to me. Incline your ears to what I'm saying. Then he says, do not let them depart from your eyes. You got to have a vision of life. You got to have a vision of your health. Do you see yourself broken down, sick, crippled? How do you see yourself? What you see is what you will eventually begin to believe. And God says, keep this in the midst of your heart. Now, we know something about the heart. The psalmist David says that. He says, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might sin against thee. How about if we understand that if we take his word and say, thy word have I hid in my heart, that sickness may not find me. And if it does, it won't stay because of your word. It says, keep your heart with all diligence. He says, keep it in the midst of your heart. And if you'll meet these conditions, God says, he says, they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Now, I want you to flip back over to Exodus. It gets even better. Exodus chapter 23. Exodus chapter 23. And I want you to look at verse 25. Now, here in Exodus chapter 23, verse 25, God gives us the secret. He promises to remove sickness from us. And he gives us the secret to beating sickness. Verse 25, if you're there, say amen. Amen. So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of you. You shall serve the Lord your God. And if you do, God says, I will bless your bread and I will bless your water and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. What is God saying? Well, he's clearly saying that I will remove sickness, but here's how I'm going to remove sickness. God says, I'm going to remove sickness by the health you eat. He says that I will bless your bread and your water. Your bread is the food you eat, and your water is the beverages you drink. Now, let me show you how much sense this makes. What did God say to Israel in Leviticus chapter 11? God began to outline a series of things that he didn't want Israel to do with respect to their diet, with respect to purity, with respect to sanitation. And all these things were designed to keep Israel in good health. Remember, they were out in the wilderness for 40 years. But God says, if you stay away from the pig, that's what he said in chapter 11. Then he says, stay away from the seafood and stay away from certain fowl of the air. And God said, if you do those things, come on. He says, I'll bless your bread, I'll bless your water, and I will take sickness from the midst of you. Now, let me break this down. Now, I don't want nobody in condemnation, because I'm going to fast forward it to the New Testament. There was a reason why God told Israel to stay away from the pig. There was a reason why God told Israel to stay away from seafood. We know as a fact, a medical fact, if you to the pig, it will contribute to high blood pressure, hypertension. Listen to me. We also know from medical scientific evidence, if you consume too much seafood, in other words, anything that doesn't have fins and scales, I'm talking about the shrimp, the lobster, the clams. Come on. Seafood causes your cholesterol levels to rise. And cholesterol builds up in your arteries, and it causes blockage to your heart. And God knew that. And so he says here, if you'll just serve the Lord your God, he will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from you. Oftentimes, the health we experience is the health we eat. We must be real with it. We are sick oftentimes because of our diets. Huh? But here's the good news. The good news is Jesus redeemed us from the law. Come on. Jesus redeemed us from the law. And now you're free to eat the pig. You're free to eat the seafood. Come on, you're free to eat anything. Why? Listen to me. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 4, Paul says, for every creature of God is good, nothing to be refused, if it's received with thanksgiving, come on, because it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. So those of you still on the pig, you need to really be praying before you eat the pig. Those of you that like red lobster, you really need to pray over your food before you eat it. Now you have freedom in Christ to eat whatever you want to eat. But there's some wisdom that we ought to glean from Leviticus chapter 11. There's some wisdom that we ought to glean when God says to them, don't eat this, but you may eat the other. Stay away from that, because he wanted his people to be a picture of health. Is that right? Now, I don't want anybody to be condemned in here because of what you eat. Now, we don't buy pork at my house. I didn't say I didn't eat it. I said we don't buy it. But about twice a year, I'm just keeping it real, about twice a year, I get a craving for some baby bags. And you know what I do? I said, Lord, bless these ribs, cleanse them, sanctify them, and I give you thanks for them. That's exactly what Paul instructed us to do. He says, for every creature of God is good, nothing to be refused. If you like it, you don't have to refuse it. Because it's sanctified. When is it sanctified? When you pray over it. It's sanctified by the word of God and prayer. But much of the health we experience, beloved, is the health we eat. And see, that's what you're putting in your body becomes part of your body. And if it's not good for you, it's not going to be good to you. Is that right? And it may be good to you, but it still ain't good for you. Is that right? Now, we get sick sometimes. We get sick, and that's why God gives us victory over sickness. Why would we need victory over sickness if we never got sick? But like I told you last week, if you get sick, number one, acknowledge it. Don't be in denial. You know you've been eating too much of that swine, and you got a headache now. You need to acknowledge your head is hurting. I feel my pressure rising. You need to acknowledge that. Come on. Then number two, you need to refuse to accept it. Why? You've been redeemed. So refuse to accept it. But number three, what do? You confess God's word over it. You confess God's word that you're healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. And I'm free to eat anything I want to eat if I receive it with thanksgiving and prayer and sanctify it with thanksgiving and prayer. Because every creature of God is good. That's what you do. And then every time you feel those symptoms again, you give that God thanks. Father, thank you, I'm healed. Thank you, I'm healed. See, if you asked him again and again to do it, you didn't believe it the first time you asked him. Huh? But you first have to acknowledge. Then you need to resist it. I resist this condition, this symptom in the name of Jesus. I come against you, devil, and I command you to go. Come on. The word of God says I am healed, and I'm standing on what God said. And every time you think about it, every time you pray about it, Father, thank you for my healing. Now, why am I saying all of this? I'm saying all of this because Proverbs 18 says, death and life is in the power of the tongue. And they that love it will eat the fruit thereof. You will have what you say. If you confess in sickness, you're going to have more of it. If you confess in the word of God, you will have less of it. And guess what, beloved? It must go. Come on. Because death and life is in the power of the tongue. Is that right? Then Isaiah chapter 33, verse 24 says, the inhabitants shall not say, I am sick. Hello. The inhabitants shall not say, I am sick. You don't confess sickness. The inhabitants shall not say, I am sick. For they that dwell in Zion shall be forgiven of their iniquity. If you believe you're forgiven, you need to believe that you're healed. Come on. You can't have one without the other. Jesus not only died for your sins, he died for your healing. And you need to stand on the word of God regardless of the symptoms, regardless of the reports. You need to stand on what God has said. Glory to God. And at some point, something got to give. And he said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words will never pass away. And I'm going to tell you what's going to give. Sickness must go. You are an inhabitant of Zion. And he says, you are not to say you're sick. In Hebrews 12, verse 22 says, we have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. And with an innumerable company of angels to the assembly, to that anointed assembly, the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. What am I saying? The Lord has done sign your name. The Lord has done sign your name. You are an inhabitant of Zion.
Join us Sunday at Agape Word Fellowship, where Dr. Jerry Maya Williams is your pastor, proclaiming a life-changing message of the agape love and power that God is. For more information, log on now at www.agapeword.net, 1430 South New Hope Road. Agape Word Fellowship.
Hi, I'm Jackie Diaz, inviting you to worship with us on Sundays at 10 a.m. Hear a life-changing message of God's unconditional love and acceptance that will strengthen and bless you. Agape Word Fellowship is located at 1430 South New Hope Road in Raleigh. Children and youth ministries are available. Casual dress is always welcome. Agape Word Fellowship is the home of word power. Hola, soy Jackie Diaz, invitándolos a adorar a nuestro Señor los domingos a las 10 de la mañana. Escucha un mensaje de amor incondicional y aceptación y bendición y fortaleza. Los ministerios de niños y jóvenes están disponibles. Vestido casual es bienvenido. Agape Word Fellowship es la casa del poder de la palabra.